SBS Radio.
Ang Australia ay may mahigit 10,000 baybayin at ang tag-init ang pinakamabuting panahon upang tamasahin ito. Ngunit maraming mga bagong Australiano ang walang alam tungkol sa mga panganib nito. Paano nga ba maging ligtas sa tubig? Narito ang ulat ni Amy Chien Yuwang at Audrey Borget na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Halos 300 tao ang nalunod sa Australia noong nakaraang taon. Ang mga migrante at bisita mula sa ibang bansa ay nasa mataas na panganib dahil hindi sila pamilyar sa paligid tulad na lamang ng malaking alon. Si Scott Harrison, ang Community Awareness at Multicultural Programs Officer ng Surf Life Saving Queensland, siya at ang kanyang koponan ay nagtatrabaho ng mabuti simula noong nakaraang taon upang mabawasan ang numero ng mga migrante at bisitang nalulunod.
Originally, when this program started in 2010, they did represent a high proportion of our drowning statistics. They did represent over 65% of our stats during that time. But during that period until now, until 2017, there's actually been quite a dramatic decrease in that figure. And last year, the actual figure represented only 18% of our drowning throughout the state.
Upang mapababa ang numero, pumupunta ang Surf Life Saving Queensland sa mga baybayin, gayunman sa iba't ibang komunidad at universidad upang pag-usapan ang kaligtasan sa tubig. Nakagawa sila ng multilingual na water safety booklet upang tulungan ang mga gwardiya ng buhay o lifeguards na makipag-usap sa mga manlalangoy mula sa mga hindi nagsasalita ng Ingles na pinagmulan. Hinikayat din ni Scott Harrison ang mga tao na gumamit ng Beach Safe app.
We also have the Beach Safe app, which we actually get a lot of people to download for free, which actually has 72 different languages on it. So they can look at every beach around Australia and get access to that information in their own language. So if they're not comfortable in English, they actually download the app and look at the whole app in their own language. So which is quite a useful tool.
Ang app ay nagbibigay impormasyon tungkol sa katayuan ng patrol, pasilidad, panganib, kalagayan ng panahon, bagsak at lubog. Ngunit, ang pangunahing bagay na dapat malaman ay ang pagiging ligtas. Kailangang pumunta sa dagat na may nagpapatrolya, lalo na kung ikaw ay hindi magaling na manlalangoy.
It's important to understand that, you know, the red and yellow flags is a safer place to be when you go to the beach, and it just means that there are lifeguards around if you need some help. We've got the equipment there that, with rescue boards and jet skis, access to helicopters, and, you know, just understanding that the red and yellow flags means it's a safer place to be, and they can have a fun, enjoyable time at the beach, especially with summer coming up.
Ang alon ng tubig ay pangunahing panganib para sa mga nais maglangoy sa mga lugar na walang nagpapatrol. 21 buhay ang kinukuha nito bawat taon. Sinabi ni Dr. Jack McCarroll ng Universidad ng Sydney, Eskwelahan ng Geosciences, isang mabuting aral ang matutunan kung paano kumilala ng alon.
Look for a place to swim where the waves are going to be as small as possible, because the waves are the things that force the rip currents. So the bigger the waves, the stronger the rips, and it's just more dangerous to swim anyway in larger waves. If you get into trouble, if you notice that you're being taken offshore and you realize that you're caught in a rip, is to simply put your hand up, stay afloat, get somebody's attention, and try to remain calm until you're rescued.
Hindi lamang sa paglalangoy dapat mag-ingat, ngunit pati na rin sa rock fishing, dahil ito rin ay isang mapanganib na sport. Si Craig Roberts ay ang National Manager para sa Aquatic Risk sa Royal Life Saving Society. Sabi niya, dapat ay laging handa ang mga rock fishers.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Iniitin niya na dapat ay laging gumawa ng safety check ang mga rock fishers bago lumabas.
Making sure what the weather conditions are, both from a meteorological point of view, but also from a surf point of view or from an ocean point of view. Rock fishing is a sport that the tides and the waves one of the key factors that drag people into the water, causing death and drowning.
Kailangan lamang ng konting segundo upang ang isang rock fisher ay walisin patungo sa tubig bago malunod at mayroon ding panganib na maaaring maipit sa pagitan ng mga bato. Kaya dapat iwasan ang rock fishing sa mga araw na malakas at malaki ang mga alon. Paalala din ni Craig Roberts, manatiling mapagmatyag sa mga lawa at ilog. Ang numero unong lokasyon ng mga kamatayan dahil sa pagkalunod para sa mga migrante sa Australia.
One of the key things is to make sure you walk in the river. Ask the locals about what is the dangers of the rivers. Be aware that there are dangers underneath the water. Wear a life jacket. Learn CPR. And always swim with someone else.
Kahit ano pa man ang inyong plano para sa tag-init, hinikayat niyang matuto ang lahat ng CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
Para sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa mga dagat sa lengguahe, i-download ang Beach Safe app. Maaari ding bisitahin ang website ng Surf Life Saving Australia sa sls.com.au para sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa kaligtasan sa tubig. Nag-aalok din ang pagsasanay sa CPR ang Royal Life Saving Society sa buong bansa. At laging tandaan, kung nasa dagat, makipag-usap at magsenya sa isang lifeguard kung nangangailangan ng tulong.